Kip, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Mick. How are you doing?
Well, okay. We're up here on a beautiful blue sky day, and I see you got mostly a blue sky day, but how much rain did you get during the month of May?
Well, since the 1st of April, where we got them weather logs out there, we've had a little over 34 inches.
That's almost 3 feet of rain in about 7 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a little wet, but, you know, hey, it could be worse. So our corn either looks really good or it's dead.
Oy. So how much of your farm was affected by the pounding rain?
Well, I mean, everything was affected, but as far as, I mean, basically the only thing we really lost was where we had water, you know, just stood and, you know, ponding. So, you know, you take 160-acre field, it might have had a 3 to 5 acre lake out there that we've yet to get replanted because about the time the water goes away, it rains again, you know, and it wouldn't be dry enough to work. But, I mean, it's just, I've never seen it rain that much in the spring. I've seen some wet springs, but we was going to plant 1,000 acres of green beans, and we ended up planting about half of them. And out of that half, we had to replant half of those. And then we lost another 160 acres that we just replanted to soybeans. So it's been a little challenging, but, you know, hey, it's 82 degrees here today, or that's what my pickup says. So it's sunny, and got everything sprayed. We're down to the last field of corn getting it post-sprayed, and we're actually in pretty good shape.
Wow. Honor your attitude, Kip. You know, in spite of what, you know, the last time I talked to you, you were getting set to plant, but there was rain in those green beans, but there was rain in the forecast, and it's been devastating on the green bean crop. That's a pretty high-value crop for you, isn't it?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just, I mean, actual seed cost and just chemical, no ground prep, nothing. I mean, it's a $200 an acre, you know, just flush it down the toilet.
Yeah, oof. All right, well, so but the rest of the crop now that's in the beans and the corn, you said you're spraying for weeds. What kind of weed pressure do you have with all of that rain?
You know, actually, not just terrible, because we had went out there, you know, in November, December, January, and February, and we put down pre-emerge, you know, stuff that you spray in the winter because we fight a lot of henbit chickweed. And we actually stayed fairly clean. And so we've been running Status and Bicep and you know, our biggest corn is Chest High. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's all, we're actually in pretty good shape. I mean, I'm pretty happy with that. We top dressed all the corn once, and then we got a bunch, you know, about 12 inches of rain. I said, well, that's not a good deal, so we better top dress it again. So we've actually top dressed our corn twice. and so we're, you know, actually it's not too bad. My biggest fear right now is I got it figured about the middle of June, it's going to decide not to rain anymore and get just hot as hot can be and not rain anymore the rest of summer, and this corn don't have any roots under it.
Yeah, well, that has happened in the past, too. So what kind of nutrient package are you doing with the top dressing, and what do you plan to do for the rest of the summer?
So what we did on all that, we just used, I mean, you guys up there, I think they got some of the wide drops and stuff. So One good thing you can do is run the wide drops out there, and we're just running some at 32%, or some of it we run dry on. If we're running dry, we'll run either ammonia nitrate or urea. And then we always add some ammonia sulfate with it, not AMS. We use our ammonia sulfate, we use like a 21-00-24. So, and we do the same thing on the green beans. We'll top dress some ammonia sulfate. But, yeah, I mean, it's actually, the corn's got a good color. It's amazing. There for a while, I thought, you know, it's kind of yellow. And we foliar fed it, and we'd run a gallon and a half of 816, 11-2, and some microbes, and then, of course, our Kip Colors Nutrient Encompass on it. Mm-hmm. And it looks pretty good. I mean, surprisingly, it actually looks pretty decent.
Well, that's what that Nutrient Compass will do for the crop, apparently. So, how about
It works really good in wet years.
How about that? Those contest plots. How are they doing with all the rain?
Well, so our soybeans, you know, the biggest thing we fight is they get too tall. That's not necessarily your problem up there in North Dakota. Mm-hmm. But we kind of started on a new product that we've been developing on, and the name of it is Soy Prime. And, boy, now you want to talk about shortening them up. Now, this, it's about like running Palisade on wheat. And they're about 60 days old, and they're only about a foot tall, and which is just outstanding for us, because if we wouldn't have ran it, you know, they'd probably be 2 feet tall and, you know, get up their chest high or head high and fall over. So our goal is not to be any higher, no taller than they are wide. So if we could, you know, keep them about 34, 35 inches wide, about that tall, we'll accomplish our goal.
And, of course, they'll be full of pods, right?
That's the game plan, you know, yeah. If we could put a couple hundred pods on every plant. But I don't know. It's the ground is really, really hard, you know, with all that pounding rain. We've had a little bit of hail, but the hail don't bother me. Our wheat, we've got head scab is just rampant. And, I mean, we put Pissarro on every acre, but, you know, it's just with that much rain, it's pretty hard. But we'll probably be cutting wheat in a week to 10 days.
Mm-hmm. All right. Wow. Well, you've got your plate full. Kip Culler is Purdy, Missouri. Soy Prime is the name of that new stuff, huh?
Yeah, Soy Prime. If they need some, I guess get hold of you and you can get hold of me if they want to try it. But unless your soybeans are getting over waist high, you know, you probably don't need it.
Okay, all right. Well, always appreciate touching base with you, Kip. We wish you an outstanding rest of the growing season. And again, appreciate your great attitude in spite of the big challenges you've had weather-wise. So, hey, we'll talk to you again soon, Kip.
All righty. Thanks, Mick.
You're welcome. Bye now.